This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, if you're watching MasterChef last night, one of my favourites earlier on in the competition, he was the first to get his apron. And sadly, last night, the first to be eliminated last night. Very, very sad. But he's on the line now. Welcome to Joy 94.9, Big Kev.
Hello. Hey, Leo. How are you, mate?
I am really, really good. Now, oh my God, last night I had you picked from the get-go, doll.
Yeah, well, and that's the nature of MasterChef, right? I mean, everything's up in the air day to day. And as a contestant, you don't know what you're doing the next day, the next hour, the next minute. And at any point, you could screw something up. And next thing you know, you're sent packing. So unfortunately, that happened to me. And, you know, a few mistakes sort of along the way led to my demise. But as a whole, the experience was brilliant. I met some amazing people. I had some amazing experiences, and I wouldn't change it for anything.
Now, last night's challenge, the pasta challenge. Now, to be honest with you, I would have picked lasagna as well for that pasta. I had no idea what it was either.
Oh my God, can I take you on tour with me? Because all of Australia is on my back right now, saying, "What were you thinking?" I'd say, "Well, I'm just going to defer this answer to Leo."
Well, okay, I thought that that's lasagna. That's like a long shell of lasagna, right?
Yeah, no, in my defense, you know, I'm obviously Canadian born. That's how they sell lasagna sheets. They're ruffled edges on both sides. And that's why, from my vantage point in the lineup, as I was obviously eyeing my way down the table, I had that pegged as lasagna because that's the closest thing I had. And in hindsight, you know, 2020, I should have picked spaghetti, penne, rigatoni, fusilli, whatever the case, but I obviously went with that, and here you and I are talking right now.
So how on earth will you cook pasta again, Kev?
I've cooked pasta. I can honestly say I've scrubbed lasagna from my diet entirely. I haven't gone back to that in the last several months, and it might be some time more before I come back, but you can't blame pasta for what I did. It was definitely of my own doing.
Now, being a master chef, what did you learn from the competition?
I think probably the one thing I took away was really trust your instincts and trust your gut. And that goes from everything from what you cook to how you present it to the pastas that you pick that are on the table. If you really get a sense that little birdie on your shoulder is telling you, you know, go this way or don't do that or whatnot, you should really listen to it because, by and large, it's more accurate than we probably like to think.
Now, you play for the Sydney Convicts gay rugby team in Sydney. Talk about breaking down those stereotypes. Now, Kev, what really goes on in those changing rooms?
Well, there's one part of the stereotype right there, isn't it? It's fun and dandy to sort of joke around about, but at the end of the day, we are genuinely just another rugby club.
Exactly.
That happens to be gay. And it's that simple. I mean, we play straight teams in our competition here in Sydney, and most of them don't even know we're gay, and some certainly do. But I've played for them now for 6 years, and you can get the sense that the stereotypes are starting to come down, and it's becoming more quote-unquote normal. And as a convict and as a team, we've always said that wouldn't it be great if a team such as the Convicts didn't even have to exist, that if you were coming through your teens and choosing to play for a team, that it would just be 100% accepted, and almost it wouldn't even be a question, like, what's the big deal? And that, yeah, we're getting there. We're absolutely getting there. And I think that part of the feedback that I'm getting through my MasterChef experience is that, you know, it's a positive. There's a lot of positive feedback for the Convicts, and that's fantastic. And that will continue until the day where it doesn't make a lick of difference.
Well said, Kev. Now, you're Canadian and you met your partner, Eric, while backpacking around Australia. Now you're out of the competition. What are your future plans in the food industry?
Yeah, what drove me to apply for MasterChef in the first place was my food dream, which is to make amazing stadium food. And it's to take the stadium food that's there and just make it awesome and amazing. I want to combine my passion for sport and for food. And I want you and I to be able to go to any stadium in Australia and have a great burger, a perfect pie, a really tasty experience that's convenient and there's good value for money. And through this experience and my eviction, I had time, in fairness, to go speak to lots of people outside of stadiums, and it proved to me that I'm not alone, and a large percentage of people that go to stadiums feel the way that I do and want something positive to happen. So what I've done is I've started an online campaign, which anybody can sign up to. It's at www.stadiumgrub.com.au. And what you can do is sign up for the campaign, and I'm going to take all that feedback and all those numbers, and I'm going to approach stadium management on everybody's behalf and advocate. And we're going to come up with strategies to have the best food experience possible and to partner with them to achieve that. So my MasterChef experience is clearly dead, but my stadium food dream is absolutely still alive.
That sounds like a winner to us, Kev. Now, I hear you're a bit of a cheesecake fan. Very Golden Girls of you. Now,
there's a bit of Blanche in everybody, Leo.
There certainly is. Now, what's your secret for the perfect cheesecake?
It's all about being smooth.
We love that.
So if you have to, whip it up and put it back in there and whip it some more, whip it good, Leo. Nobody likes a clumpy cheesecake experience. So if I'm to share any of my cheesecake passion, that would have to be it.
It's getting very hot in here, Kev.
I love it.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Friday Morning Show on Joy 94.9.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time, Leo. Appreciate it. Really, really appreciate the support the community has given me.
No problem. And next time you're in Melbourne, make sure you come down and see us, okay?
Will do.
Okay, Kev. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, mate.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.